We are back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and Dave is signaling we have another phone call here, so let's get to them real quick. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yep. Out that the focus is on the C-19 and other items have slipped by. You know, as a city, we can't even get the box stores and the groceries to comply with the packaging pricing on shelf or any other form. And I realize it's not a life and death matter, but the C-19 stimulus package has still got millions of dollars hanging on it, and we've left it 880 pages laying on the floor. And then, of course, we have this new stimulus package you're going to vote on this week. But next month, there's another stimulus package coming for infrastructure, which means that we need shovel-ready project at the airport or the runway. We need shovel-ready project for the bridge over to Pottawatomie County or whatever other situations that the fix is in that we're going to have done. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, Ron, you probably know a little bit more on some of that stuff. You know, I know there's limitations to some of those funds and how they can be used.
Yeah, and you know, the caller's right. There are a number of different programs. We're still getting information for the package that was approved in December. Actually, that's some of the airport items that are on the consent agenda. So, and they all have a little bit different rules associated with it. So, what will come in the future, and that's some of the things that we're certainly aware of. We're you know, we've been waiting for 30 years for an infrastructure bill. So I don't know that what this one will be like. I do know we're starting to get some interest from our congressional delegation and seeking input for projects that we might have. So that's heartening. Again, I'm not sure how much of that should be necessarily a stimulus as opposed to a well thought out program that's going to last, because there's a lot of infrastructure all over the country that needs to be fixed and has been for a long time. And so it's all of those are issues that certainly we face, and there is a lot of aid program and there is a proposal for cities to get some direct aid. And we haven't really, other than a few targeted programs, we haven't been able to get anything that really replaces some of our revenue shortfalls that we had. So, you know, we're hopeful for that. I think that'll help our local taxpayer in the long run if we get some of that, put us in a better budget situation, but we'll have to wait and see what passes Congress and what gets implemented with a new set of rules. So each one has its own set of rules, and that's somewhat the challenge.
All right. As far as getting back to the general agenda here tonight, item B is a pretty interesting discussion point here. It's considering approving a request for proposals for the parking lot down in Aggieville at the northwest corner of 12th and Laramie Street. And I think this is going to generate some interesting discussion tonight.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, this stems from the city's ownership of the other large parking lot that we have in Aggieville. And obviously, we are moving forward with building the parking structure and creating more capacity to park and density. The Aggieville vision is about building more density in Aggieville and helping with that. We've had interest in this parking lot the past, even before the new Aggieville vision was started. So what this process does is creates a fair process to hear the best ideas from any number of developers, whether they be local or conglomerates or others that have an interest in doing it, and what's going to have the best return on investment that's going to bolster the redevelopment project and have some positive impact on our tax increment financing district. So, you know, some folks have said we just need to wait. There's so much going on. And well, one of the things that a tax increment financing district does is it starts a clock moving. And so you have a 20-year window where you're going to capture increased valuation to help pay for public improvements. And so It pays to move forward if it's the right solution for whatever's being proposed. And we've talked about mixed use needs, and the beauty of an RFP process is that you can get all kinds of different proposals and ideas, and you can analyze for the benefits and the negative aspects, positive aspects, and what's the impact going to be, and will it generate even additional investment? And so you can look at it both a quantitative and qualitative analysis and decide whether or not you want to move forward with any of them.
Yeah, I think this RFP process, just fits right in with what we need to do at this time. And I know the concerns people have is, well, you're going to eliminate a parking lot. First thing that came to mind to me, the RFP process has got to say that none of that parking will be eliminated. That whatever the entrepreneurs come up with, it will not eliminate any parking. That's got to be a requirement in there. And I think there's some people that can figure out how to make that happen. Secondly, the planning process would be such that I couldn't envision anything going in there for a couple of years, which means the current parking garage will be done. Because clearly, even if somebody builds something there and retains the parking, you're going to lose that parking for a short period of time. So that has got to be part of it. And then, as Ron said, the TIF thing is important, but even more so, right now interest rates are pretty good for financing projects. And so the entrepreneurs can take advantage of that. Now, you wait 4 or 5 years and we may get an inflation cycle, especially with the federal government passing stimulus packages of $1 trillion every other week. I mean, we may eventually, that's going to catch up with us eventually. And so this may be the right time to pull the trigger, but it's not going to be city money. This is going to be private business developing it. And what it will do is this, it will, if it works as the vision views it, you're going to end up with additional business down there, a parking lot that's not on the tax rolls being on the tax rolls. As Ron said, it contribute to the TIF, you get a pretty good domino effect. And, we've been talking city budget saying, well, our sales tax rates aren't going up and we need a consistent source of income. Well, economic development on this type level will do it. And this being a private thing that is not a parking garage per se is going to provide a much bigger benefit than the parking garage. Just like the Marriott Hotel that's going in down there, all that property tax money is going against the TIF for 20 years. And so those are good things. And I think, people, I think, are fearful that, for some, that they view this as a project that's going to be funded by property tax or city money. And that's not the case at all.
Would something, and I don't know what would be even a good idea to have down there, but something that addresses housing would probably be a good idea to have, maybe some sort of mixed use development. Could you have a commercial development that maybe has some apartments upstairs or something like that to increase housing opportunities?
Sure, they could do both. And we had I was on the Aggieville, committee there that came up with a long-term plan. And originally they had in the long-term plan, lots of housing down there, and they went from a high density down to a low. And the reason is, of course, you get some drawbacks. Now we got folks be upset about the noise. If you live in Aggieville, you got bars open till 2 o'clock. They're going to be playing music. So there's people that don't mind that. And then there's other people. So, some housing, I think, would always be in the mix for, anybody that wants to do a development. But it would be interesting to, get some other retail possibilities in there. Well, like Aggieville doesn't really have any food stores or anything of that nature. Some people said, hey, it'd be great if somebody stuck a Trader Joe's in there, or something that would cater to, the clientele in that area. And so I think it's wide open. And the idea of the RFP process is all the entrepreneurs, the smart guys out there that can put on their thinking caps and come up with different ideas. And then we can have a city committee sit down and pick the best one that works for the Aggieville vision, that works for us from the standpoint of a sales tax base, and preserves our parking.
All right. That'll be an interesting one here tonight. I think a lot of people will be watching for that item B. I got to take a quick break here, and we'll kind of get into the rest of the meeting here. I'm flagging Dave down. And we'll take a break here on K-Man and News Radio. News Radio K-Man in Focus continues right after this.